Hi everyone, my name's Jason, and I'm here today to talk about my career as a street dance instructor and how I went about setting up my own performing arts academy.
I've been dancing since I was a kid. People always assume I picked up my first moves from watching music videos online, or maybe from friends at school. But in fact, it was my older brother who got me into it. He was always practicing in the garden, and I just used to copy whatever he did.
When I decided to turn my passion into a career and open my own academy, the first major hurdle was finding a suitable venue. I initially considered renting an empty warehouse on an industrial estate because of the space. Instead, I managed to secure a large room in a community centre, which is much warmer and more accessible for families.
Then came the challenge of coming up with a brand identity. I spent ages trying to think of a catchy name. I toyed with names like Urban Moves and Street Beats, which sounded a bit too typical. Eventually, my sister suggested Footsteps, and I knew instantly that was the one, so that's what we christened it. In the beginning, I had originally intended to teach teenagers, simply because that's the age group I was most used to dealing with. However, so many parents asked about classes for little ones that we designed the academy to instruct children from the age of 4 upwards. It's chaotic, but incredibly rewarding.
Of course, I needed to attract students. To get the word out, I printed thousands of flyers to hand out in town and even considered a local newspaper advert. In reality, though, relying on social media did the trick and brought in the most inquiries. It's amazing how quickly word spreads online.
Teaching kids street dance is about more than just movement. Obviously, dancing improves their physical fitness and flexibility, but what they really build up is confidence, and that's far more valuable in everyday life. Seeing a shy child suddenly come out of their shell is the best part of my job.
It isn't always easy for them, though. When they first start, some kids struggle with learning the exact routines and remembering where to stand. But actually, getting the right rhythm is what takes the most practice for a lot of them. Once they find the beat, the rest just falls into place.
We recently had our end-of-year showcase. We were originally supposed to do our first public show at a local school assembly. Unfortunately, that got cancelled at the last minute, so we performed at a summer festival instead. It was terrifying for the kids to be in front of such a massive crowd, but they were absolutely amazing.
Looking ahead, I want to expand what the academy offers. At the moment, we focus purely on street dance, though we did briefly try singing lessons a while back. Next year, however, I'm planning to introduce acting to give the students a broader theatrical education and help them with their stage presence.
Standing at the side of the stage, watching them do their thing is incredibly emotional. You'd think I'd just feel relief that nobody forgot their steps or tripped over, but the overwhelming feeling is pride. I can't wait to see where my students go next.